big pumpkin! He's rising up out of the pumpkin patch!
You blockhead!
Hey, aren't you gonna wait and greet the great pumpkin? Huh?
It won't be long now. If the great pumpkin comes, I'll still put in a good word for you.
Yeah, absolutely, and I believe the Great Pumpkin is about to arrive. 720 WGN, John Landecker and the John Landecker Radio Oasis. It's 836, and we're talking pumpkins with probably the greatest pumpkin grower in the entire world, and that would be Joseph Adkins. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great, especially after that introduction. I appreciate that. That's going to be hard to live up to.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, you'll easily live up to that. Yeah, let's talk. You're not. Where do I start with all this? This is so much good stuff. You are not a farmer, correct, per se?
Just in my backyard. Just a backyard gardener.
But what you grow, tell us what you grow in your backyard.
The main event in the backyard is my Atlantic Giant pumpkin patch. I've got two pumpkin patches, one on either side of the yard. They've about 4,000 square feet total, so each of my pumpkins get about 1,000 square feet.
And they need it, don't they?
Yeah, to get to the size that I'm looking for.
And what size are you looking for?
You know what? I'm always going for 2,000 pounds. I haven't quite gotten there. 1861, that's my biggest one so far, but 2,000 pounds is the goal that I'm looking for.
Okay. The first question that pops into my mind, other than why, the question is how? How do you grow a pumpkin of that magnitude?
You know, to really be able to do that, you definitely have to have a passion for it. You've got to really want to do it. Of course, there's the simple answer of you've got to have the right seed, which is the Atlantic Giant variety. Sun, soil, water, all that stuff. You've got to have that. But you really have to dedicate a lot of time to be able to grow a giant pumpkin.
There is a seed called the Atlantic Giant variety?
That is the one that will grow the big giant pumpkins, absolutely. Started from Howard Dill, who was out in Nova Scotia. He was the originator of it, of this modern-day giant that we have. And he started that back in the 80s, and it's turned out to what it is today, where these pumpkins now are getting 2,500. The goal now is 3,000 pounds.
If you wanted to buy an Atlantic Giant pumpkin seed, where would you? Could you just go buy some somewhere?
More difficult to find those. Yes. Actually, websites. Our website is Illinois Giant Pumpkin Growers. That's IGPGA.com. We actually offer our giant pumpkin seeds. We'll be selling out of my giant pumpkin this year for sure. Our 1,600 plus pumpkin, and we've got a couple of seeds that'll come out, and you can just check the website and see what we have to offer there. But if you'd like to buy them, that's one of the best places to start.
I'm looking at a press release here or an article that says the largest pumpkin ever grown in this country weighed 2,528 pounds and was Now, what do you do with it? You get this pumpkin, now what?
Well, my whole thing is carving. So I like to make a giant display in the front yard, literally giant display of pumpkins. And the best part of the whole growing process is actually whenever the pumpkins do finally get carved. So that's what I end up doing with them. There's a lot of end results with pumpkins, you know, from turning into boats, where they do regatta races, people drop them from cranes.
Yep.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different things.
You're going to carve the pumpkin. Now, I'm sure many of us have carved a pumpkin, but not to the extent of a pumpkin that's close to a ton. Where, I feel like an idiot asking, where do you start? How do you approach a 2,000-pound pumpkin and you want to carve it? I mean, you're going to have to take some of the, what you call it, the fruit, or what do you call the inside of a pumpkin?
The technical term is the guts. No, I don't know exactly what it is. That's what I say, scooping out the guts.
Well, yeah, you got to scoop out the guts, right?
I don't. I like to surface carve. Scooping out the guts, one thing, usually, as soon as you do that, the pumpkin is on a time frame of maybe a couple of days before it starts to wither in and shrink in. So I actually try to to surface carve and sculpt it on the outside without taking the guts out.
Do you light it up? I mean, like, you know, a candle in it, or I mean, like a normal little size pumpkin? You know what I'm talking about? I mean,
I know, like a jack-o'-lantern. It's yes. not lit up from the inside like the traditional. I actually right. have floodlights shining from the outside.
I'll bet.
So it really, yeah, because it works off of the shadows with the type of relief carving that I do.
This has got to be, you live in a neighborhood, right?
It, just a suburban neighborhood out in Wheaton.
This has got to be a neighborhood super attraction this time of year.
It certainly is. Whenever Mother Nature cooperates and we're able to have a nice display like we do this year, it really brings in people from all around. And, you know, people really look forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, everyone thinks about the holiday season and getting into, you know, Christmas displays and thousands of lights being strung around homes and neighborhoods lit up and people driving their cars through. But, wow. Not often do you get to drive by a 2,000-pound pumpkin. I mean,
there was grown right here at that
yes.
house. That's the other thing that people have a hard time believing, because if they hadn't seen it, they drive by and they go, "Are those real?" And I say, "Yeah. Where'd you get them?" Right here at the house. I grew them right here. So people can't even believe it sometimes.
Where else would you get them? I mean, how would you truck in a 2,000-pound pumpkin? I mean,
that was the question when I started growing. Yeah, when I was carving too, I decided, you know, I really wanted to carve a giant pumpkin. So that was my question too. Where do I get it? So I ended up growing them.
Can you hold on? I got to know more about this pumpkin stuff.
I'd be happy to.
Joseph Adkins, maybe the number one pumpkin purveyor in pumpkin land. And we'll do more with him. We come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. John Landecker at 846. I was just perusing possible pumpkin spices. Not spices. What am I saying? We are talking about pumpkin growing, but not just any old pumpkin growing. We're talking to Joseph Adkins, prize-winning pumpkin grower, giant pumpkin carver. And the more I discuss it with you, Joe, the more questions pop into my mind about, okay, when you're a gardener or when you grow things, you know, there are suggested ways of, I guess you want to call it, fertilizing it, or, you know, some people can buy fertilizer at a home and garden store. What do you use to, you know, kickstart these pumpkins?
When you want to get to the point where you're growing a goal of 2,000 pounds or plus with your pumpkins, you're going to end up sending your soil out to some sort of a laboratory to get it tested. The one that I like to send it out to gives back a very detailed analysis as to what might be heavy in the soil and what might be light. So that way I can add my amendments and work it in the fall and in the spring, so that actually in the summertime, whenever the plants are really growing, you don't really need a lot of that store-bought stuff. I do so much organic. It's mostly just like kelp and fish products that I really use, because once the soil is balanced properly, your plants will really thrive and do their best in that environment.
So let me get this right. You take a sample of your soil in your backyard up near Wheaton, and you send it to a lab. They give it back to you, and then you peruse what their results are so that you know what to add. Is that right?
That's the way that everybody really should do that in almost any gardening setting, because that you'll just be successful year after year after year that way, because that way you know exactly what the plant needs. Because otherwise, you're just blindly throwing in what a lot of people like to do is just, oh, here's some nitrogen. I'll just add this into the soil. Well, your soil might already have plenty of nitrogen, so you just continue to add more. This is not going to be a conducive environment for your plants to grow and thrive. You'll still get some, and you'll have massive leaves, but you probably won't really have a lot of in fruit or vegetable. So whenever you have the soil balanced the way that Mother Nature intended before everything was depleted after year, that's really the best way to do it. You have to do it that way.
What is the giant pumpkin growing season? When does it start?
Well, for me, it's year-round. It honestly is. I think about it whenever they're not growing out there. I'm trying to figure out what the best seeds are, the genetics, so that I can crossbreed those genetics into the biggest world record pumpkin that you've ever seen. So it definitely isn't just when you're out there on your hands and knees pulling weeds. It happens all the time in the mind.
How many hours a day do you spend on this?
Well, you know, whenever you're out there physically, say June, July, sometimes you're out there for 6 hours. You might be out there for eight hours. It's not straight through. You wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and of course, the first thing that's on your mind is how's the pumpkins. So you go out there just like any other person would, and you spend an hour then. And, you know, before bedtime, of course, it's the last thing that you do. So you're going to go check on the pumpkins, and you put sheets over the top of them and make sure that they're all tucked in and no critters are going to get a hold of them. So, I mean, no matter what, you got a couple hours put in there. And, you know, throughout the day, you add a couple more in. Before you know it, you got 6-7 hours.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Maybe. What's that?
Are you married?
Absolutely. My high school sweetheart.
What is her reaction to this?
She loves it. It's a whole family thing. It's a neighborhood thing. But, you know, really without her support, I wouldn't be able to grow pumpkins like this. So she's great with the whole letting me take over the yard and do all that stuff with it. And she definitely helps out with a lot of the pumpkin growing activities around here, too.
You know, I was just thinking, if I was a pumpkin grower along the lines of what you do, and I was married and I had kids, I could just hear my kids going, "Oh, Dad, you had to grow the pumpkins again? That's just so embarrassing for all of us because the kids make fun of us." But apparently that's not what happens in your neighborhood. I hear that people bring you cookies and stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's pretty cool around here. My kids have also entered contests for growing giant pumpkins in the 500-pound range, and they've really gotten a kick out of it in the past, and the neighbors do as well. They, you know, they appreciate it so much that they give us all kinds of little goodies and treats throughout the season to show their appreciation for what we've done, too. So we really like that.
Now, do you concentrate on one pumpkin, or are you growing multiple pumpkins waiting for one to take the lead, so to speak?
I do one pumpkin per plant, and I will do four, maybe five plants per season.
Gotcha.
But that's the goal. As long as you pick off all the additional pumpkins, then all the nutrients, all the power will go to that one pumpkin, and that's how you obtain the largest one that plant is going to produce for you.
How many pounds does a pumpkin gain in like a day?
It can be hard to believe, but up to 60 pounds per day, pumpkin can actually grow that much. It is totally incredible, but it happens. And when you put the math together, pumpkin is the size of a golf ball, say June 20th or so, and it's harvested on the 1st of October, there's a time period in there that pumpkin will grow for maybe 3-4 weeks. At that range, anywhere from 40, 50, 60 pounds a day, depending upon the end weight of that pumpkin.
This is sort of a roundabout question that just occurred to me. You know, excuse me. People make pumpkin pies. People use pumpkin for food. You have a method of growing a pumpkin at 40 pounds, 60 pounds a day. Could your methodology be applied to other vegetables that would help? I don't want to make this over dramatic, but I guess I am. Feed humanity? I mean, you understand what I'm getting at?
Oh, you know, we could get into a discussion on that. It would go just hours and hours, and dates back into the early 1900s on how big agriculture influenced, you know, this and that and why we're here right now. But absolutely. What the giant pumpkin community has done has helped gardening, farming evolve. But as far as hunger goes, that's a whole nother story that you address.
No, I didn't mean to put you on the spot that way, but it just occurred to me that, if you can grow a 2,000-pound pumpkin, why not a 2,000-pound celery stalk? I don't know
very true, and I did grow a 50-pound cantaloupe this year and a couple of massive heads of cabbage. So pretty much everything that grows in the soil around here ends up being fairly giant and pretty happy.
Now, the 50-pound cantaloupe, you could eat that, yes?
It wasn't too bad. I'll tell you, this was my first attempt at growing cantaloupes, and I didn't really know how it all worked out, and it stayed really dark green all the way up until the day that it ripened and it turned orange, and it, you go outside and it actually smelled like a fruit stand out there. So it was a matter of 2 days before an animal took a big chunk out of it. You couldn't resist. It smelled so delicious out there.
Yeah, that's another question. Are these pumpkins, and do the critters, well, you must have some sort of fence protection around your prized growing area there so that varmints and the like can't get at what you're growing overnight, right?
I do just chicken wire, a little 2 foot tall chicken wire helps a little bit, but really the only thing that I found is an actual bed sheet over the pumpkin as it grows. Nothing will touch it. No mice, no chipmunks, no squirrels. And it's the only thing that's foolproof is to keep it covered at all times.
I bet. Is there some sort of goal in the back of your mind that you haven't reached yet for the size of a pumpkin? Something that you like, it's the, you know, would be the epitome of pumpkins?
The Illinois state record stands at 2,145 pounds. So it would be pretty nice one day to come up with 2,146 pounds plus. So in my mind, that would be a pretty good day.
So there is a competition.
Absolutely, yearly, all across the world. But we hold one here in Illinois at Heap's Giant Pumpkin Patch in Minooka.
When is that happening? Is that happening now?
That happened already. We did that back on the 26th of September.
All right, here's the next question. You're not going to lift up this pumpkin and take it there. How do you determine its weight?
We do. My friend Wheaton Mulch, just right down the street, has a tractor, and he drives it down here. And we lasso it up, and we put it on a truck and drive it all the way an hour down south to Minooka and get it weighed at Heaps with all the other pumpkins that drove an hour plus to get there, too.
How many pumpkins show up for this competition?
We had 17 pumpkins total this year showed up.
Do you have an average weight of what they were?
I know somebody does, but I'm going to have to say it just a guesstimate, definitely over 1,000 pounds.
And is there any use for these pumpkins after the competition other than just letting them, you know, waste away, so to speak?
Farmers that grow them, a lot of times they'll bring them back. They always take the seeds out because the seeds are something that you want to, harvest. But they'll use it as feed for their cows. Of course, it always turns my stomach a little bit because they do that immediately after the weigh off, and I think, oh, we should have carved that one. That would have been a good one. But as far as an end result, no, it's not going towards starvation or anything like that, unfortunately.
But you are the reigning pumpkin growing king, correct?
No.
No?
I did that for 4 years in a row. I had the biggest one in Illinois. And this year I got beat by 14 pounds. So I lost my title. But that's all right. I was all right with losing out. I lost to a really good guy.
Oh, that's good. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. It's very informative and totally unique. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me. I had a really good time.
Thanks, Joseph. That's Joseph Atkins. Oh, I forgot to ask you. Are you still there? Joe, did he go?
Yes, I'm here.
One last question.
Sure.
In your real life, you're a massage therapist, yes?
Yes.
Do you massage pumpkins?
Funny. That is one thing that I don't massage. Definitely don't do the pumpkins.
Okay.
I stay strictly human on the
wondered. I don't know. Maybe, you know, massaging a pumpkin might be a good thing.
I'll try it. Maybe that'll get me to my 2,000 pounds. I'll give you credit for that if it happens.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Joseph.
All right. You have a good night.
You too. Wow. Amazing. You know, it's got to be awesome to have an avocation, I'm not going to call it a hobby, but a calling, if you will, that is so unique and you can see the results. But can you imagine almost anything growing 40 to 60 pounds a day? It would be like a sci-fi movie. You know, the invasion of the body snatchers, the invasion of the giant pumpkins. I mean, or maybe they've already done that. I don't know. But if in reality, you can grow, a pumpkin can grow 60 pounds overnight, why couldn't it grow 120 pounds overnight? And why couldn't it invade your home? And why couldn't it park itself next to your bed? And in the morning, you're not there. But you are inside a 2,000-pound pumpkin. Just saying.